Todd?
I'm great. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome.
Welcome to New York. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. Hey, what does the acquisition, I mean, this was like the bombshell news of the year so far, and I think is in a positive way. And so, I mean, what does the acquisition of TMG fit with Co-op's future? Where does that acquisition, where does it fit in the Co-op's future?
Thanks for the question. I love kind of walking into a room with a bang. So
you did that.
I looked at everything that we were doing in the market. We were already partners with TMG for the 5 years
before this,
right? Mm-hmm. And so the partnership was going great. Both companies were seeing unmatched success. I mean, we were both growing at a really great clip. But as I went out and talked to credit unions, and that's what I spent the first 4 months of my new job here doing, is literally just going from credit union to credit union, listening to the CEOs tell me what they thought was wrong. Mm-hmm. I was constantly hearing the same message over and over about TMG and Co-op being inefficient in the market, or at least that's the way I heard it. Mm-hmm. They were saying, it just doesn't seem like you guys are as good of partners as you could be.
Okay.
You know, we got two sales teams coming in selling us two different versions of kind of the same sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
When we said yes, because we said yes, we love the products and everything about it. When we said yes, then we had two implementation teams, one from TMG implementing our credit product and one from Co-op implementing our debit and network products.
Mm-hmm.
Just the operator in me said, I guess that doesn't make a ton of sense. And I went to Pat and I said, the first conversation was very much that. Pat, I'm hearing in the market that we don't look very partner-like.
Right.
How can we solve that?
Mm-hmm.
And Pat and I worked for, a couple of months talking about it and thinking about it. And we got to the point where it just became obvious that the answer was for us to go ahead and acquire the rest of the business. And once he talked to his board and told them that was a possibility, I think everybody kind of got excited about the possibility of doing the right thing for credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at it from the credit union membership and the credit union, our credit union partners, point of view, and that seemed to make a lot of sense. Then once we got, kind of down that road a little bit, we started looking at how the teams would mesh together and the levels of expertise that we had in certain areas. It really just came together in a wonderful way. Couldn't be more thrilled to have Shazi and her team stay with us and join us at Co-op. This is definitely, I don't consider it an acquisition more than I consider it a merger of slightly less than equal partners. It's really exciting.
It sounds like it's a question of efficiency, because just to kind of make things better, I guess?
It is. It's really, I think, we will get some efficiencies out of it, right? No longer two implementation teams. We'll put them all in the same team, and they'll share their work effort. Sales teams, the same thing. But we didn't do it to save 10% across the, across the top. That's not what the point was. The point was is trying to make our credit unions and their members' lives easier. Take card controls, for example.
Mm-hmm.
TMG had its own card controls. We have our own card controls. Well, why should we force that problem down onto the member,
right?
Why don't we make it the same application and have it be shared for the two cards at the credit union?
Yeah, you're no longer doubling your efforts,
Exactly.
Making it into
one. So we're accidentally going to get efficiencies, but that's not the reason.
Right.
The reason we did it is for the credit union and to be more efficient for them.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the news, though, when that came down the turnpike, we were like, what? I mean, it was like a collective people falling out of their chairs across the industry.
Yeah.
But I think it's in a good way because, like you said, you know, you're just making things. It was already a great product. You're just making it that much better.
I tried real hard to do it at GAC, and I wish I could have told you that, because at that point we kind of knew it was going to happen. But I wish I could have told you. I just couldn't.
That's all right.
So.
We're okay with that. Well, it's all right,
Todd.
You would
have been the sixth person in line or the fifth person in line. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, when we're talking, how is Co-op positioned to help credit unions with the challenge of legacy brands of being in? So a lot of people throw the term innovation around like it's the word and or the or but or whatever.
Right.
How do
it's
you
so
guys?
Easy.
It is. So I mean, how do you guys help credit unions in the innovation department? I mean, obviously the acquisition, the merger helps out in that respect as well. So how do you guys step up and help credit unions in that?
Well, I think part of the reason the board brought me here is that I'm a technologist and I'm a payments guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I've been a credit union member since I was 12 years old, but I don't think that makes me an expert on credit unions. I'm an expert on payments and the technology that comes with it. What we're doing is we're flipping the script.
Mm-hmm.
The reality is Co-op has been a credit union services organization for many years.
Mm-hmm.
We provided services And that service has come with some technology in it, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we've always been kind of labeled services and technology, maybe.
Right.
TMG has kind of been a services company that has some technology.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're trying to flip that script and become a technology company first, try and solve all problems through technology.
Okay.
And so now as we go out and we think about it, and look, we're not there yet, right? We're getting there,
right,
though. We're making the moves to get there, investing heavily in our technology and our staff around technology. We're going to try and solve our problems with technology, you know, whether it be fraud or whether it be efficiencies in the back office of the credit union. We're going to look at each one of those and see if we can't come up with a technological solution for it. And a lot of people think of innovation as, you know, gosh, I created a Tesla, right? That's real innovation.
Sure.
Ours is more problem solving, working with the credit unions and listening to their problems and then trying to work from there, mm-hmm, using technology to solve their problems.
And that, I think that from that becomes the relevancy,
right,
because that's a big question for credit unions, is remaining relevant. So when you guys continue to do that, then the innovation is there and all that, but it's the relevancy that credit unions are striving for.
And you know, credit unions are growing at a nice clip against the banks as far as share of deposits.
Yep.
Most of our products are related to cards in some form or fashion. Mm-hmm. Cards are growing at a nice clip.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really about how can we accelerate that growth? Mm-hmm. How can we do more for the credit unions to help them capture more market share and frankly, deliver a better service to their members?
Yeah, some good momentum going on right now, for sure. Hey, the benefits of credit unions having single point entry, both debit and credit processing solutions. What are the benefits there with the single point of entry?
Yeah, just think about that, right? I mean, if you're the customer service or the member service representative inside the credit union, and you have to go into two different systems, mm-hmm, to issue one to issue a debit card, the other to issue a credit card.
Right.
That in itself is inefficient and not easy,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't you just be able to check two boxes and issue one at the same time as soon as somebody comes on? And then even moreover than that, it is the back office. So, mm-hmm, when the dispute comes through, the member calls in and they have a dispute and they say, well, on your debit or credit card, and that chooses which system they open up start servicing the client. And then the client says, well, does this affect my debit card? Can you tell me the transactions on my debit card to see if that's been compromised,
mm-hmm,
too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you've got to flip to another system. So we talk about this mantra inside all the time. We've got 3,500 customers. If I can knock out an hour on one member service representative's time every month,
mm-hmm,
3,500 hours a month across the entire base is a big number.
Yeah.
And imagine the larger credit unions that have thousands and thousands and thousands of cards. I'm going to knock out 4, 5, 10, 15 hours a week, mm-hmm, of their people's time just by not switching back and forth between systems,
right,
and by auto-populating data and, mm-hmm, having, you know, click through disputes, mm-hmm, rather than having to type all the data in. You know, just all that stuff is about efficiency.
Talk about efficiency,
and being better, right?
Yeah. So. Indeed. Hey, here's a broad question. What's the biggest challenge that credit unions are facing today? Obviously, there's regulations, obviously being innovative and relevant. From your perspective, what's the biggest challenge?
It probably is multiple things, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think regulation, especially as more credit unions approach that you know, billion and $10 billion threshold, mm-hmm, there's kind of big regulatory hurdles that you cross when, mm-hmm, you cross those. There's certain things that I can do to help there. But I think from our perspective, we're trying to help them solve how do you be the best for your members that you can possibly be.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, most all of our products touch the membership in some form or fashion.
Yeah.
And so delivering a consistent level of service while also looking like you are right at the leading edge,
mm-hmm,
of innovation,
mm-hmm,
and new products and services,
mm-hmm,
that's where I think co-op plays its role. Obviously Chase and Bank of America and the real competitors for credit unions out there have an enormous budget to go spend on that. And it's hard for any single credit union on its own to compete with that, right? And so that's why co-op's here. I mean, 30 years ago, that was the concept behind co-op,
mm-hmm,
be the technology provider for credit unions, mm-hmm, in the card space. I think we've done a good job up until this point. I'd just like to take us to a great job going forward.
All right. Wrap-up question here for you, sir. This is we're into the second day of the Think Conference here. Any speakers stand out for you so far from yesterday?
And I'm sorry. I don't remember his name, but the guy yesterday at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah.
He was almost a comedian and, at the same time, a relevant speaker, mm-hmm, causing you to challenge how you think about things.
Yeah.
You know, the thought about... car companies coming along, and they've been here hundreds of years, and they've built these huge brands, mm-hmm. and then this little guy in San Francisco comes along and builds a new car that is the fastest, and I don't know if you've ever test driven a Tesla, but they're amazing. Yeah. They're amazing cars, and they have a market cap bigger than GM and Ford combined.
Already.
It's like, oh my God, yeah. that's just an amazing thing.
Yeah, it was a cool history lesson of how he went through, like, you know, the turntable, the cassette player, the Walkman, and then the disc player.
Which I had all of those things, right? I mean, that's the sad thing, is I'm old enough to have had all of those things. And I love the notion that he put it up on the screen yesterday, that Uber is the largest ride provider in the world, mm-hmm. and it doesn't own a single car, right? And Airbnb is mm-hmm. the largest provider of lodging in the world, mm-hmm. and they don't own a single piece of property.
Amazing.
It's just the thought about how we approach the future, that's how I want my people thinking about it, is how do we do things with technology that we never thought were possible before.
And those folks are doing it, definitely.
Yeah, they're having a good time, right?
Yeah, they certainly are. All right, well, Todd, speaking of good time, go out there and have a good time, all right, man? Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Keep up the good work, all right?
All right.
Well done.